This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Car sales in China are a whole different beast than they are here. There are registration limits on the number of cars in certain big cities. There are import tariffs, and there are straight-ahead price markups, too. Foreign car makers typically mark up their luxury vehicles by more than 100%. Tesla, which plans to start selling its luxury electric Model S car in China next month, has a somewhat different strategy, offering what it calls a fair price to its Chinese customers. Our man in Shanghai, Rob Schmitz, takes Tesla's China pricing strategy for a spin.
There's a reason the big automakers charge as much as they possibly can in China for their top-end models. China's rich are always willing to spend more, says Michael Lasky, CEO of the vehicle testing company AVL China.
From the point of view of having something that everybody knows is expensive as a means to show that you've made it, I think people are more inclined to want to spend higher prices.
But Tesla's announced the price of its Model S electric car in China will only be 50% higher than its U.S. price. The company says it still has to account for unavoidable taxes and shipping costs. Jack Berkowski, founder of JFP Holdings, thinks Tesla's pricing strategy is brilliant.
You know, it's kind of a good marketing tool. But, you know, they need that because, you know, they got some other shortcomings they have to overcome.
Like trying to sell electric vehicles in a market where environmentally conscious is largely a foreign spending habit. But forget Chinese consumers, says AVL's Michael Lasky. China's government is the one at the controls of the economy, and it wants more electric vehicles.
So I think the Chinese government strategy is to try to be a market leader in the electrification area. So any company that comes in and supports this approach, I think, would be welcomed.
Tesla plans to open operations in a dozen Chinese cities and achieve a third of its overall growth from China by the end of this year, an ambitious goal for a newcomer, but one that Lasky thinks is reachable. After all, Tesla only sold around 20,000 cars last year, and China now has more than a million millionaires, many of them looking for the newest flashy sports car. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.